wake up the neighbors, let's turn up our amps. Well, we used to without a plan. We can play a Stone song sitting on a fence, and it'll sound pretty good till I forget how it ends. Oh, there's a big day coming about a mile away. Oh, there's a big day coming and I can hardly
Good morning, Medford. And today we've got a very special guest joining us.
Good morning, Medford.
Who's that? Who's
that? Who is it?
It's
Julia.
Woo! Welcome, Julia, to
Highlights.
So,
and this is going to be a very special show, just to remind our highlighters out there that we've only got, well, today's show, next week, and then I think one more, and that's it. And then we're outie for the season. So thank you to everyone who's been tuning in and our loyal highlighters, and we're really excited to get this one started.
Yeah. Julia, any opening notes? Just any shout outs to anyone who's listening? Hey, mom.
Shout out my mom. I think my grandma's listening. Shout out
highlighter
listeners that come in each week. Jay's dad's friends.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so we'll be back with some tunes, some special themes, and stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Hey, and we're back.
Hey.
So if our highlighters remember, it's actually been now 2 weeks since our last show, so we have so much to catch everyone up on, starting with, we have two extremely important members of TEDx Tufts with me right now. So guys, why don't you tell us about what is this event, what happened? I was just there as an attendee, and from an outside perspective, awesome. Great.
Yeah, so...
so impressive.
Julie and I do TEDx Tufts every year, and we're on the production team. So that's mostly, like, the classic event planning aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like the day of stuff?
Day of stuff. Also, we help pick the speakers. We coordinate with the venue, the lighting, the sound, all the organizational stuff. And then a lot of the, like, hectic day of stuff. And you're talking to two potential production heads next year.
Oh, yeah.
So big things coming.
Wow.
Yeah, so just saying, if anyone's listening and we do get production head, every single person who's listening right now, you better be there next year.
Yeah.
Like, it has to happen.
We're trying to expand to the Medford community.
Yeah. So... yeah, and it's a great event for the Medford community.
Exactly.
Definitely. It's all Tufts affiliated people, but it's really for the community.
And maybe some of our community members who are listening right now were there. So
yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
We hope you enjoyed.
Let us know if you're there.
Yeah, let us know like what you liked
about
it.
Call in now.
Hit us up on the speaking of, follow our Instagram.
Yeah. Let's plug that one again. highlights_radio. It's easy to find.
Yeah, so that was one thing that we missed. Also, last weekend was our favorite day of the year.
Tufts-tonia. We definitely told them about it before.
Yeah, but now we can
but
tell
now
them
we can
how
say
awesome
like it happened and it was so fun.
It happened. It was awesome.
Dare I say it was the best Tufts-tonia yet?
Dare she say?
Dare she say? You know why? Well, for
no
me,
lines.
For me, it was because and we went late, so it was like.
So
chill.
For people who don't know, Tufts-tonia is a carnival
Tufts-tonia.
That our school sets up every year, and they get these like real rides and food trucks, and it's really fun.
But like real rides,
like a Ferris wheel, and
like a spinny flying
thing. Yeah, but the issue is every year, you end up. Basically just waiting in line essentially the whole time, and you're kind of just watching like three people go on rides.
However,
this year we went on like 6 rides.
No.
We went on 3. 2.
We did the Ferris wheel, the slides, and just so our listeners know, I did all these too, and if you know me, I don't love rides.
Yeah.
But I did these too.
Yeah.
Roller coaster.
She did a great job.
Yeah, thank you. The Ferris wheel, the slide,
and the swings.
And the trampolines.
And the trampolines.
Yeah, Jane did very good.
Jane did a great job. The trampolines were
the
so fun, but they hurt my... like, when they put that harness on.
Yeah.
They did it a little too tight.
Yeah.
The issue with the food trucks is... you are waiting in line for the food trucks for like an hour.
But I've never gotten food from the food truck.
Exactly, because you can't. The food is like a myth. It doesn't actually exist.
They have like 12 food trucks. You'd think that you could get one.
You can't, though.
You can't.
You can only get the lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But it was a great
favorite carnival food in general?
There's one right answer.
Funnel cake.
No! One right answer.
Corn dog.
Oh, okay.
I see both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I love carnivals. I used to go to the Minnesota State Fair growing up.
Oh, that's a good one, right? Yeah. That's where they grow the big, like, pumpkins and stuff?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The pumpkins.
Yeah, and they, like, give birth. Like, you can watch, like, pigs give birth and cows give birth. And there's, like, a ton of food.
We went to
Jane and I went to the Topsfield Fair.
That was great.
That was really fun.
I'm really glad we did that.
Me too. Should we do it again?
I love fairs.
Me too.
Yeah, so...
what's the difference between a fair and a carnival?
Fair, I see
a
more
fair
as
is
like
more
a
like
local.
For the, yeah, like local businesses and like...
like, I would consider an extended farmer's market a fair.
Also, just to clarify, this song is for Earth Day.
Oh, and on to our next topic. Great segue, Zoe.
Yeah, so this is Earth by Lil Dicky.
Earth Day was...
The clean version.
On the 22nd, what was that, Monday?
Yeah, it was on Monday.
How'd
you know what's interesting to me? I don't know if you guys noticed this too.
Tell me.
But I feel like usually a lot of people post on their story on Instagram for Earth Day. I didn't really see that at all.
I didn't either.
Like, I saw like two real posts.
Ah.
But like, not really. Like, I feel like everyone used to post.
Yeah. Well, let's put some love for the Earth right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, where's the love for the Earth?
But I feel like, Jane, we've had this conversation, the people that post for Earth Day just to be performative or just to be like, look at all these expensive places I've traveled when then
no,
there are the
I
people
agree.
Who, like, you know, love the Earth. And it's like,
true.
I want to see their posts, but not the people that just,
yeah,
like, went to Milan.
Yeah, I never really loved that trend.
Right.
Yeah, fair.
But
no, but I still like to see any pictures of the Earth.
Sure.
So, yeah, this is Earth Day. What'd you guys do for Earth Day? Anything fun?
Wasn't it? Didn't it conflict with another day? And I feel like we were preoccupied for some reason.
On Monday?
Well, it was Passover.
It was Passover.
Passover began on...
Happy Passover.
Happy Passover to those who celebrate.
Chag Sameach. Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like it doesn't usually fall on Passover.
Yeah, maybe. Well, speaking of Earth Day, if anyone is tuning in from the local Boston area, you'll definitely be appreciating the Earth because flowers are in bloom. A beautiful time to be here.
So true.
Like, actually, I must say, Tufts is doing a great job with the trees and taking care of the flowers here. They're all, like, I walk by any walk, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
And on
our
street, too, like, the white trees right in front of our house are so beautiful.
Yeah, they're doing a great job upkeeping it.
Yeah.
And all the streets, even outside of Tufts, I feel like have been so
beautiful. And like in downtown Boston.
Yeah.
Do you guys get allergies?
I used to. I haven't gotten them this year yet.
I don't.
Maybe I'm still waiting.
That's lucky, yeah.
Do you, Jane?
Like, yeah.
I used to get them so badly when I was little. I would take like allergy medicine every day.
Yeah, I started taking allergy medicine. I usually don't get it that bad. My brother, if he's listening, gets really bad allergies.
My brother does,
Same with
too.
My brother.
What the? Maybe that's a trend. Actually, this is what I was on my walk over. I was like, oh, I'm going to save this for the show. Interesting thing I learned about...
Allergies?
Botanical sexism. Not what you think it means, but basically in the 1940s and 50s, when they were doing city planning and, like, adding in all these urban gardens and like green spaces into urban places. So like how pollen works is that the male trees and plants produce the pollen and the females take in the pollen and then they use that to like get fertilized and make fruit and stuff and blossom. So all the city planners were like, oh, we don't want to plant female trees because they're going to like drop fruit and the fruit's going to rot and that's going to be smelly and we're going to have to like pick it up. So let's only plant male trees. So in most cities and most urban areas, all the trees that were planted by people are male trees. So the ones that are producing all the pollen, and there's no female trees to absorb all this pollen. So that's why allergies have been getting so bad.
How do you tell if a tree is male or female?
If it produces the fruit, it's the female.
Wow. That's so interesting.
I know. And the urban planners were wrong all along because... The female trees, if they weren't pollinated by all the male trees, then they wouldn't have produced fruit that would have been rotten anyways.
Yeah, so why couldn't they just do only female?
So sexism isn't just for humans.
Yeah, facts. And this is September Earth, Wind and Fire.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Nice. I was going to say about allergies. My brother's allergies were so bad that he had to get like those shots for like 4 years.
Wait, Sophie said that about her brother, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys, whose mom's like middle name is Anne? Isn't that also a thing?
So related.
It is.
I don't know.
Oh, neither of you?
Is your mom's middle name Anne?
Yeah, but there's a lot of people with moms.
I bet it's Nina's.
It is Nina's.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, maybe it's just a boy thing
to get
really, really allergic to pollen.
The male traits.
But I thought it was, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. And you know, like, some fruits are really related to certain pollen. So people who are allergic to pollen are also allergic.
As we're doing this, I have, like, an eyelash in my eye.
Sorry. Wish you guys could see this right now. Yeah, so, I mean, what do you guys usually do for Earth Day? Like, that we didn't
do
this
year. I think last year there was, Tufts did something, like, we had, like,
I think there is, there's something on the 27th on the quad.
Oh, Earth Fest. Yeah, it's actually coming up, I'm pretty sure.
Good.
Yeah, so, what we also need to update them since last time is Marathon Monday.
Yes, Marathon Monday.
Yeah, we love, oh, and that's why we played some, if you noticed, the first two songs were by the band Boston. That was for Marathon Monday.
Yeah. So we went into Boston to watch the runners, which is, I think it's always really special and very powerful to see the runners.
Yeah.
The marathon, especially the Boston Marathon, is so emotional, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well,
it
I feel like it's so special because it's like the whole city gets the day off.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't really happen. I mean, the New York one is on a Sunday, so like everyone's off, but like... It's like a Monday that everyone
But I feel off. Like people from Boston, I mean, I guess this is true of New York too, but people from Boston are so aggressively Boston.
Yeah. That like, no, I feel like more than New York.
I feel like that too.
Because there's like, I feel like a lot of people move to New York from other places.
Right.
But like Boston.
Boston is like born and raised.
It's like born, yeah.
And they will like.
Like even like with the sports teams too.
Exactly.
Like everyone's like, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying my eyes are clear.
Oh, okay. Jane's eyes are clear. But yeah, I agree with you, Julia.
Yeah, and it's so like yeah, inspiring totally. To like go and like watch everyone support each other.
And it's a really nice thing that humans do. I feel like
yeah.
they're like
yeah.
that just someone cheering. Can like be so supportive for someone that they don't know anymore. Like,
yeah, and they're
when
just
when is the last time you
just
cheered
running.
Someone on beside before a marathon?
Like high school.
No.
But someone that you don't know?
Someone I don't know.
Yeah, okay, yeah, someone you don't know.
Or, like, a homecoming game.
Yeah, like, sports. You'll cheer on athletes.
We don't watch sports here.
But I feel like when I go to, like, a sports game and I'm cheering someone on, like, I feel like I know them. Like, I know the athlete. But these are, like, completely random people.
Total strangers.
And yeah. I so want them to succeed.
Yeah. Like,
I know.
I'm so happy.
And they're just, like,
so
running. They're just running. And it's really impressive.
And running is the... probably greatest thing that humans can do.
Yeah, I watched, oh my gosh, so what? Funny you mentioned that. I was just watching something about that. Well, yeah, that's how humans survived.
Yeah,
because we were long distance runners.
Mm-hmm.
Which also makes me think, like, I feel like we all any person who is like abled could totally run a marathon if they trained.
I could not.
You could. Like,
I could
you
not.
Are evolutionarily like primed to be able to run that distance.
There is
you
no
totally,
way.
Totally. If you trained, you totally could, Julia.
Starting now.
Like, it's if fun. You...
Jane, I heard you're doing it next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark my words, hopefully me and Sophie will do the marathon next year.
Hopefully. No, you're going to do it.
You're doing it.
Oh, this is Waiting on the World to Change, like, Earth Day Vibes.
Waiting on the World.
By John Mayer.
Oh.
Did
the marathon
so cool.
actually start? Because, like... In Greece,
in
they were, like,
Greece.
Trying to deliver a
He was
marathon,
running to marathon.
Name. Oh. No, you're so right.
I don't know.
Let's back
to I went
later.
To, so basically, when I was abroad, I went to Lausanne, which is where the Olympic headquarters are,
mm-hmm.
and they had this exhibit because the Paris Olympics is going to be, like, the first Olympics to have a marathon for, like, civilians during the Olympics.
Whoa.
And it's going to be through Paris. And so there's this whole exhibit about, like, the marathon and its origins and, like, why running is so important and, like, how running became popular. Because the marathon used to be, like, this, like, thing that people would do. And everyone thought it was, like, the most awful thing ever. Like, when people would do it, they would, like, pass out after. Like, no one knew how to train for a marathon. So, like, when it was, like, done and... sports events, it was like seen as the most dangerous event you could possibly do. And then I think like maybe in like the 40s people started to train, and like they came up with like different ways to actually train for a marathon, and then it became, I don't know, it was about like the history of the marathon. It was so interesting. That I don't remember
really
it
cool.
at this
That's
point
really cool.
a few months ago, but yeah, look up the history of the marathon. It's really interesting, and like marathon running, because it's how humans survived. We were the only animal that had that type of endurance,
and like the training for it isn't, it's like, it's not like you're running 20 miles every day to train for it. It's
no.
Like you run like 3:35, 4:46, 8:18.
Yeah.
Like you just keep going a little bit at a time.
And you never actually, isn't it like you never actually run a full marathon?
Yeah, I think you do.
You,
like
you only get
halves.
Up to like 20 or something.
And then the time you do the full one is the day of? That
I
feels
feel
risky. Yeah.
But also you get risky. So much adrenaline, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like that probably takes off 6
and, like,
miles.
At every single stage of the marathon, or in Boston, people are, like, on your sides cheering for you. Like, you can't stop.
I've been seeing videos of, like, this program where blind people want to run the marathon.
Yeah, I saw I saw people.
Yeah,
so
the French
amazing.
Couple.
No, but, like, did you see it during the marathon when we were watching?
Yes,
like, all those guides? They were wearing, like, yellow.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've seen TikToks of it. It's so beautiful.
It's so cool.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so impressive to be, like, I'm going to run a marathon but not make it about me.
Yeah. Or to, like, be blind and, like, have enough motivation to be like, I want to do this so badly and I'm going to figure out a way to do it.
Like, I would never even think that would be possible.
Yeah.
Like, for me.
What a wonderful
and
world.
I'm not blind.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the marathon.
At Tufts, we have a training for a half marathon course.
True.
And we also have a pickleball course, which I
yeah.
want to talk
so
about.
Yeah, so here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Deal.
Zoe and I both really want to take this pickleball class.
Yeah.
And there was one spot left. And Zoe got it.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was sitting with a friend, and she had, like, the countdown on her computer by seconds for registration. And so I was like, I was on it.
Right.
I got the last spot.
Oh, so you're doing pickleball?
Well, I am right now, but another thing needs to happen for
me. It's something we really want to do together.
Yeah, I need Julia to get it.
But there was no wait list. And so we're like, who's the professor? I'll email him. And we look him up. And he's the varsity men's tennis coach. So I emailed him and I was like, hi, coach. I'm like, I really love pickleball. This is something I really want to do with my friend. Like, is there any way you have an extra spot? And we're waiting to hear back.
Yeah.
Pickleball is fun.
It's very fun.
Wait,
it is,
when
I've
does
never
it meet
played
next,
it.
Next semester?
In the fall.
I've actually never played pickleball.
Oh, you would love it. We should do it. They're like,
because I love tennis, and I love
you would love it. So you'd be a natural.
I love it.
They're like public courts in Cambridge on some rooftop that we should
really?
Go to.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, every, like, Central Park just put in some courts.
Pickleball is hip.
Mm-hmm.
It is hip.
Hip.
Oh, yeah.
This is Oh, What a World, Casey Musgraves.
All right, after this, we got to transition into
Taylor.
Well,
oh, yeah. What of course.
We, yeah. I guess we should each pick one song to debut for them. Well, probably not debut if they've listened already.
Yeah.
I haven't listened yet.
That's okay.
Oh yeah. We can also tell them about our fans. last night we went to Zaftigs. Shout out Zaftigs in Brookline, I think. We had a lovely fake Passover, or like, yeah.
Yeah.
We got, it was like this Jewish deli in
Brookline,
and we got brisket, loaded latkes, and Zoe and I split gefilte fish. No one else likes it.
And yeah, someone wouldn't try it.
Someone doesn't like fish. And Zoe got a cream soda, and I got an egg cream.
Yeah, and it was really good.
Yeah.
It's like seltzer, chocolate syrup,
milk,
and milk, which
it's a very classic
It's, yeah, it was, it's weird, but...
Who came up with that?
I know, like, who's just,
someone
like,
who was, like, all together. Really wanted a fun drink, but just, like, did not have the ingredients.
They needed to clean out their fridge.
Yeah, because, like, you do have seltzer and chocolate syrup.
Yeah. Like, because they don't go together. Like, I guess it works.
It does work. I love it. It's just chocolate milk. It's just fizzy chocolate milk.
Yeah.
It's really kind of
tastes like a chocolate Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer! Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we came home. No, then we went to the grocery store and then we came home.
Oh, we also had, did you say brisket?
Oh, did I say brisket? Oh, yeah, we also had brisket.
No, and soup. You didn't say soup.
Oh,
soup.
Matzo ball soup.
And the loaded matzos. You said that?
Yeah, yeah. But what were they loaded with?
Sour cream chives, cheese.
Yeah.
I want to say.
I think that's it.
But it was really yummy. If anyone's looking for like a classic Jewish deli in the area,
comfort food.
We recommend
really
it.
Really cool Zoftics. Art.
Very cool art.
Yeah, it's a cool vibe. And yeah. It's right by BU. It's not like that far into Brookline.
Yeah. It's cozy in there.
It was great. You want to choose your song? I already chose my song.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so up next we have the new Taylor Swift. We're going to do 3 songs from the new Taylor Swift album. It was a double album, which means that it was 31 songs. Which is crazy for someone who has been on tour for the past year and a half.
Yeah.
Doing like 3-hour shows a night.
Oh, yeah.
So, Julia's not an avid Taylor Swift listener.
Boo. I am. Okay.
Honestly?
Less so than other members of the household, I would say.
Yeah, but you respect her as an artist, and
definitely.
I was really upset. I don't know if anyone saw the New York Times article that just bashed her.
What did it say?
For what?
It was like, she's doing too much, she's gone too far. And I'm just like...
In what way?
Let a successful woman be successful. Like, if you don't like it, fine, but don't comment on it. And my sister even pointed out, at the bottom, they had to do a correction that, like, they got her the album wrong. They, like, they call it, like, poet instead of poets or something. I don't know, they like got something wrong and they had to correct it at the bottom. Like, okay, do your research, like listen to it if you're gonna say all these things.
Also kind of crazy to criticize an artist for releasing too much music, like,
yeah.
That is her job
while she's on tour doing the most successful.
Yeah, how is, yeah, that something to criticize? Like, you can criticize the songs specifically,
sure,
and be like they're too similar or something, but not, don't just be like there's too much.
Yeah, hate Taylor's hate.
Hate Taylor's hate. So this is So Long London. Should we let them listen to the...
Yeah, yeah, we'll come back.
For a sec.
Do you want to give any context, you guys know? I'd like to know.
Of the album?
Of the song. Is,
oh, well, this
lore?
Song, So Long London, I mean, I assume she recently, not recently, like about a year ago, broke up with her
London
boyfriend, who she had been dating for like 6 years. So
Joe.
So you can assume that this song is in reference to So Long Boyfriend.
Got it.
Insert Joe. Yeah. Insert, okay, we'll
Joe.
Be back in a bit.
Yeah. Spirit was gone, we would never come to. And I'm pissed off you let me give you all that youth for free. For so long, London, still.
How much sad did you think I had? Did you? me, but where were the clues? I died on the altar waiting for the proof. You sacrifice us to the gods of your bluest days. And I'm just getting color back into my face. I'm just mad as hell cause I loved this place for so, so long. London had a good run, a moment of war, but I'm not the one. So was one. I forget if this was ever fun. I just learned these people only raise you to cage you. Sarah's and Hannah's in the Sunday best, clutching their pearls, sighing, what a mess. I just learned these people try and save you cause they hate you. Too high a horse for a simple girl above it. They slammed the door on my whole world, the one thing I wanted. Now I'm running with my dress unbuttoned, screaming, but daddy, I love him. I'm having this baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your face. Tucked into a woven braid, growing up precocious sometimes means not growing up at all. He was chaos, he was revelry, bedroom eyes like a remedy. Soon enough, the elders had convened down at the city hall. Stay away from her, the saboteur. Protested too much. Lord knows the words we never heard. Just as reaching as high as a true love. And I'm running with my dress unbuttoned, screaming, but daddy, I love him. I'm having his baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your face. Performing soliloquies I'll never see, thinking it can change the beat of my heart when he touches me and counteract the chemistry and undo the destiny. It's just bestow upon my fakest smiles. Scandal does funny things to pride, but brings lovers closer. We came back when the heat died down. Went to my parents and they came around. All the wine moms are still holding out, but fuck 'em, it's over.
All right, sorry about that. Ooh.
Someone who until recent events you shared your secrets with in your location you forgot to turn it off.
I'm doing one mic at a time. Okay, Julia's on two. All right. Jane is on four. All right.
Ew.
Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry if anyone was having headphones.
Yeah.
All right, it's just about the time in the show for a PSA. So our very special guest, Julia, is going to pick a PSA out of the book. Hit it.
We got a fun one today. This is not, I don't think, our personal beliefs, but we're going to read the PSA. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So consider covering that computer camera.
Honestly, yeah, thanks for that.
You never, like...
That's very relevant.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the times they're not so relevant. That's so relevant to everyone.
I don't trust any cameras these days.
I guess.
So we've got some audience participation that we almost forgot to do a Spring Fling recap.
Yeah, we're so sorry.
So that was
it's just been so long.
Jordan Sparks, and who's that?
Woo. Oh.
Boston Traffic starting.
They
Jordan
like
Sparks
our show.
And
TK.
Yeah.
We should play a TK song.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved Spring Fling.
I had a great time. It was rainy in the morning, mm-hmm. but...
It was kind of vibey, though.
It was vibey, and then it got really nice.
Any Tufts students who are listening, let us know if you agree, if you like the rain.
Yeah, and it wasn't too cold, either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No, it was really nice. And... Yeah, we stayed the full concert.
We did.
I feel like we always do.
Yeah. One,
like, not everyone, that's not everyone can say that.
Yeah.
We're really committed to it.
One thing I am very upset about is that Jordan Sparks did not play my favorite song of hers.
We Tattoo. Should play it.
Namely,
I am also
Tattoo.
Upset about that.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, she's trying to play some new music, which is fine.
No, and which I respect her for. And honestly, I really liked her new music. But Tattoo, like, that's one of my favorite songs, not just by Jordan Sparks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she got too much hate.
Agreed.
People don't understand her roots, how she raised us.
Yeah.
And yeah, what American were people Idol? Doing in 2007?
Exactly.
If they weren't listening to Jordan Sparks
and Ayaz, what were you doing?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Watching
it was
American
literally
Idol.
Like a dream for like
yeah,
my 5-year-old self.
Did you guys watch American Idol like when it was happening?
No. Did you?
I watched The Voice.
Ah, I totally did. And then we would watch those like YouTube videos. Hannah and Jeremy will totally remember these. It'd be like American Idol fails, and they would like walk up, and then they would be.
Oh,
like,
I would love those videos.
So funny.
I used to watch those in like high school.
Yeah, honestly, I bet I would still laugh.
They're so funny. Yeah, she's so impressive. She was like the youngest person to win.
Yeah, and she was so cute.
Oh.
Oh, that's what it. Oh no. So yeah, overall, really great spring fling.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Shout out
I
to
loved
us.
The lineup.
Thank you for setting it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great.
This is smallest man who ever lived.
Yeah, and I said we could talk until the bridge of this, because they should listen to the bridge. It's really good.
Yeah.
And
But yeah, it was a great time. I thought it was a great lineup. I thought everyone did a great job. No one was late. Last year, some of the performances were...
Yeah.
About an hour late.
At Florida.
Florida, if you're listening, that was upsetting.
Don't do that again.
So yeah, it's really
yeah, it's been a great few weeks.
Great few weeks.
And we only have one show left.
And it's
so
gonna be
we're trying to make the most of it.
It's gonna be an extremely special show next week, May 1st. Why?
True.
Why? Zoe's birthday!
So true.
It's Zoe's birthday, so definitely tune in. She's waking up at 7 a.m. just to be here because there's no other way she'd want to spend her birthday other than with the highlighters. So thank you so much in advance for showing up and showing out for Zoe's 22nd.
Aww. Thanks, guys. I'm so excited. Jane said that she's got some stuff up her sleeve.
I'm planning the show next week, and Zoe's just going to be the guest.
Just going to hang.
Yeah.
So, better be there.
Yeah.
It's our last show, so you actually have to be there.
It might not be our last show, though.
It might not be.
We might have one more.
Well, I'm not sure.
That could be.
Because the next week is the 8th, and I might be leaving on the 7th.
No.
So...
Okay,
it's our last show.
Right now, it's our last show.
Until next spring.
No. Next semester.
All right.
We'll do next semester.
Yeah, we can figure it out for next semester.
We could do a nighttime or early show.
Yeah. All right, so never mind, guys.
Yeah.
False alarm.
Honestly, maybe even we'll sub in this summer. We'll let you know when that's happening, too.
Yeah, I could always call in.
Yeah. Zoe, unfortunately,
I will not
won't be here in person this summer, but... I will, and I can...
Jane will.
Excuse me. Bless you.
God.
Those male
the
trees.
Male trees. Give me some female trees to absorb this pollen.
For real.
Yeah. It's messed up.
Okay. We're going to let Ben listen to the bridge.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Did you sleep with a gun underneath our bed? You're still performing, and in plain sight you hid, but you are what you did. And I'll forget you, but I'll never forgive the smallest man who ever lived.
Wise men once said, wild winds are death to the candle rose by. Any other name is a scandal. Caution's issued, he stood shooting the messengers. They tried to warn him about her. Cross your thoughtless heart, only liquor anoints you. She's the albatross, she is here to destroy you. Wise men once said, one bad seed kills the garden. One less temptress, one less dagger to sharpen. Locked me up in towers, but I'd visit in your dreams. And they tried to warn you about me. Cross your thoughtless heart, only liquor anoints you. She's the albatross, she is here to destroy you.
Doing one at a time again. All right.
Nice job.
We're good. Great. So this is the Albatross mm-hmm. from the new album. This is the last song we're going to listen to from the new album because we have to listen to Julia's top song at the moment.
ATM.
And
in the last 11-ish minutes we have left, in the final week of classes, let's reflect on what you guys learned this semester. So I'm sitting here with the two film majors, psych and film majors. So
yeah.
Tell me about it. I feel like we've heard some of Zoe's studies.
Oh, well, you guys have heard a lot about my marketing class with the AI projects and such.
Yeah.
And Julia's in that class too. Mm-hmm. So I love to hear what Julia thinks about what we've been doing in that class.
Yeah. Fresh perspective.
And I think the audience would as well.
Yeah, that's been a very interesting class. That's my first class we've been encouraged to use AI in and kind of learned how to work with it.
AI software?
We've been using DALL-E, ChatGPT Pro, which has been really interesting. I've always kind of like treated it as like the devil, but to like work with it and like see how it's kind of evolving has been very interesting, especially in kind of the marketing world.
Cool.
I think we've learned a lot through that class.
And I think it's really important to know how to do that because everyone's like, AI is going to replace jobs, but if you can be the person who knows how to use that AI,
right?
Yeah,
they're going to need you.
So, exactly. Like, what specifically do they teach you?
It's kind of how these like using AI can be used a lot in the brainstorming process.
Wow.
And kind of help the aesthetics. A lot of things when you're like coming up with a pitch deck, you kind of need to visualize things. So we're working a lot with like generating images, which AI still needs a lot of help with. We've had a lot of trouble creating images.
Yeah, but when people like create commercials, they come up with like a pitch deck with the images of what it'll look like, and that used to take like weeks to create these images.
And
now you can do it in seconds.
Define pitch deck for listeners who might not know.
So like, it's just like a slideshow of each part of the commercial.
So kind of like a visual outline.
Yeah.
Right. And people really need to see what the commercial is going to look like, and yeah, like Zoe said, it would take so long for somebody to draw it out, but now with AI, it's a lot faster. For people to just kind of get like the vibe of what this commercial is going to look like, and you can pump out a lot more.
Can you tell the AI like, okay, you just gave me this image using the same people in that image? Can you do
no?
You used to. I think you can now.
Not with
Chat.
Dolly. No.
Still.
That's what they're
maybe
working
with
on.
Like more advanced ones.
Yeah. But that's the problem. And we've like sometimes it takes forever to like get it to do what you want. And yeah. We've had a lot of trouble. Like
in the last class, which you were at the eclipse for, valid excuse.
Right.
She saw the total eclipse.
I did.
Yeah.
Our professor was showing us that like he was able to like have them put like the same like panda.
Oh really?
In different
That's
scenes.
Big.
So I think you can do it now.
Yeah.
The thing is it's like constantly updating, it's teaching itself.
Yeah.
So
it is tough. We had a lot of trouble. Like it'll give you people with like an extra leg or like it can't really do text.
Yeah.
It'll make a lot of typos. So
hmm.
And it censors itself. Some for good but I was trying it for our class. I had to make an ad for a Diva cup, and it wouldn't make...
Diva cup, menstrual cup.
Menstrual cup, yes. And it wouldn't generate an image of a menstrual cup because it thought it was inappropriate, which we should talk about that as a bigger issue.
But period it wouldn't, is not a taboo
because
topic.
Exactly.
Someone put that into the head of the AI.
Yeah.
Exactly, and it wouldn't make an image of that. And I needed it for my pitch deck, and I couldn't.
There's a lot of issues with AI.
Right.
AI that. Ethics.
AI right. ethics. It's a real huge thing. Especially with like AI and looking at people's resumes.
Mm.
There's a lot of biases that go into that.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that could be a whole new field, honestly.
Totally.
Like you could be like a consultant for AI ethics.
There actually is. I'm taking a class called CS160 Algorithms. And yesterday during lecture, someone from the ethics department came in for like 15 minutes to give us a talk on how algorithms are not optimal for everyone. So like these people who made this algorithm to match people up, and they won a Nobel Prize in economics for it. They were like matching up, like the problem was you have n men and n women in a town. How can you match them up? The problem in itself was bad, and it was made in like the 60s, and it was like only for heterosexual couples, but it was like how can you match them up so that everyone has their optimal preference. And then the algorithm in the end, because who knows how to define optimal, it ended up doing that the men would get their highest choice and the women would get their someone who is on their list of choices that wouldn't be a full rejection, but it was closer to the end, closer to one of their last picks. And then they ended up using the same algorithm for like years in matching up med students for their residencies in hospitals.
Oh my god.
So that like hospitals would get their first choices, but the med students would get one of their last choices.
Mm,
and sure, it's optimal because everyone is technically satisfied with it, but there's all these things that like during the code, and then if like everyone just tends to trust the computer after they like finish it because few people have the knowledge of like what actually is going into it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But it's still humans writing the code in the first place.
Exactly. So it's humans like inputting their biases onto this computer.
Right.
Dangerous stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really interesting. And it's like making a new field of jobs of like Zoe said, like people that are gonna like be a secondary check to AI, but it's like, is that even more effective than what we were doing before?
Yeah, true.
True. Very true.
It is interesting. I was just talking to someone who's like a parent age, and he was saying like for internship stuff, and he was saying how when he went to like a conference for one of his kids' schools like maybe 10 years ago, and they were saying like by the time your kids graduate college, like 40% of them will have jobs that don't exist right now.
That's crazy.
Which is like, I don't know if that's true. It could be even more, honestly, but
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and that like the law isn't really catching up as fast as like everything is happening so fast that like we're not really ready for it. Who has access to this? When can it be used? Who has ownership? So many interesting topics. It's been a whole radio crazy. Show talking about it. But we only have 4 more minutes,
oh,
unfortunately.
No. So this is Tattoo, the song that was not played.
Yeah, I love this song.
It's a great one.
Yeah, it is
really good. But yeah, it's really interesting. Everyone think about it.
Yeah.
And also, you know, don't just use technology blindly. Yeah. Think about it. Be intentional about it.
For technology? Ooh.
Ooh.
For, like, all kinds of technology,
too. What's going on
there? Someone recently told me, like, wait, did I say this on last show or did I say this to one of you in person? But, like, for me, it's so.
Can't tell anymore.
I know. It's such an instinct. Like, I get out of class, I'm walking across campus, I put my AirPods in and I, like, listen to music. Or, like, first thing I wake up and I'll, like, listen to a podcast while I'm, like, making breakfast. And it's just like, let me be alone with my thoughts for a second.
Never. You're literally never
I've been
alone
thinking about that so much. Even in the shower, I listen to music now.
Yeah.
And I'm always stimulated.
I always have the stimulation.
Phone. Yeah. Yeah. It
even
totally
while
is.
I'm stimulated, I need to be stimulated. Like,
I know.
Yeah. Even like TV, when we're watching TV, when we'll all watch a TV show together, like we're all on our phone
playing a game. Watermelon game. For
the
our listeners, game. There's a watermelon game. It is the most addicting game you'll ever play. It's so fun.
I actually still haven't hopped on that game.
Don't. You'll never get off.
But okay, same thing with like the fidgets. Physical stimulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Her new song.
I like it.
She's been on tour for a while.
She's doing great.
Yeah, she's doing really great.
What do we think about her and Barry
Keoghan?
I don't... What it,
he was in Saltburn.
Oh, I didn't even Saltburn? Know that. No. No, I still never saw it, actually.
He was the main guy in Saltburn.
Are they... Is it good?
Yeah. I think they're cute.
Nice.
I think she had quite a comeback, because there's, like, some weird stuff going on with the whole Olivia Rodrigo.
I hate Sabrina's hate, too.
I agree. She's a perfect example of, like, no press is bad press, though. Like, she blew up from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's...
Eh, but would you want to... Yeah, but, like, at the time when it was going on, she was so hated. Like, that was so...
Yeah, and that was kind of I don't know.
Unfair.
Unfair.
But then she had her diehard supporters that were, like... Don't badmouth Sabrina.
But honestly, I wasn't a supporter at the time. Like, I am now, of course, but I, like, didn't know enough to be,
yeah,
like,
and I, like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about, like, that type of public shame.
I know.
In
like,
the form of,
girls.
Like, art. So it's, like, okay. But it's, like, it's still public shame.
Oh, you mean, like, writing songs about
people? Yeah, because she wrote songs about her.
Olivia or Sabrina?
Olivia.
Yeah.
And, like, was obviously targeting her.
But I feel like it was more, well, yeah.
But, like, I feel like there's people, like, say, like, well, it's, like, the song. Like, she's allowed to do that. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Still gotta respect other people.
Totally. Well, this has been a wonderful show.
Yeah, so, Julia, any closing thoughts? Any, like, thoughts about the radio show process in general? Just being on it?
I'm just amazed every time that you guys are here every week. I love the highlighters. Happy to be here. It's just a great time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We love having guests.
We love having fan participation, continuing to text us, call us, you know, join in. And stay tuned because you have a lovely show coming up next. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this was Highlights.
Highlights. All right.